The Dallas Stars play their first game of the regular season tonight against a solid New York Rangers squad. On today's episode, I'll give you the storylines from New York, players to watch from both teams, and my predictions for tonight's game. You're going to want to keep it dialed in here for a game day edition of Locked On Stars.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Dane Lewis. It is Thursday, October 14th, and it is officially Dallas Stars game day, a regular season game that counts towards what should eventually be a berth in the postseason for the Dallas Stars. I know I'm hoping. I know you're hoping for that as well. Expectations are high. Everything is a buzz for everyone that cares about the Dallas Stars. It's really exciting to have regular season hockey back. We've already been treated to some good games on Tuesday night. I mean, I know you'll be hearing this on Thursday, but of course, we know that there's going to be some good games on tap for Wednesday as well. But we're gonna get you everything that you need to know to get ready for this game against the New York Rangers. And whether this is your first time listening or you are a recurring listener, I want to thank you for stopping by the show. It truly means a lot to me. I encourage you to subscribe and follow the podcast if you don't do that already. You can follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts at, as well as on YouTube. Just search Locked On Stars and subscribe there. It's absolutely 100% free to subscribe and follow the show. So I encourage you to do that if you are not doing that already. Thank you for making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. But without any further ado, let's jump into some headlines regarding the New York Rangers and kind of get you caught up on everything that you need to know about them as we look to play them and get a win over them on their home ice tonight in New York. And of course, in a perfect world, with it being the first game of the regular season, I wanted to kind of do a special episode and collaborate with John Chick of Locked On New York Rangers. But of course, there's so many storylines surrounding this team as of right now. He is absolutely swamped, and rightfully so. He has a lot of work to do in regards to some of these storylines. So if you want even more in-depth analysis on this team, go check out Locked On New York Rangers. Hopefully John and I can collaborate sometime in the future when these teams play in March, or maybe during the break for the Olympics this winter. Just be on the lookout for that. I hope to collaborate with him sometime soon because he does a lot of great work. But let me do the best I can to get you caught up on what's happening in New York with the Rangers. And I am recording this on Wednesday afternoon. So the Rangers have not played a game yet, but I guess in current time when I'm recording, they will play tonight against the Washington Capitals in Washington, D.C. But by the time you're hearing this, that game will already have happened. They will either have lost or won. But I think it's worth noting that the Rangers are having to travel back to New York and play a second game of a back-to-back tonight against Dallas. So hopefully Dallas, even though they're not playing at home, the playing field should be evened out a little bit, just with New York, you know, facing a little bit of fatigue and, you know, having to travel back, even though D.C. to New York isn't too long of a trip. Especially via airplane, should be an interesting factor to you know, take account for tonight's game. Also worth noting, I did not know this, just because, you know, even as a fan of the Dallas Stars before doing this show, just never really followed the Rangers that closely. But the New York Rangers do not have a captain assigned on their roster. And this has been the case since February 2018 when they traded Ryan McDonagh to Tampa Bay. I remember since then they have had alternate captains, but they have not had a singular captain. And New York has recently named six alternate captains for this season. And those guys are as follows. They have Artem Panarin, Chris Kreider, the newly signed Micah Zibanejad, who we'll talk about here in a little bit, Jacob Trouba, Ryan Strome, and Barclay Goodrow. Kreider and Zibanejad have both been in this role before in previous seasons, while Panarin, Trouba, Strome, and Goodrow will don the A for the first time this season as alternate captains for the New York Rangers. And all that I could find and all I've seen from their beat writers on social media and from several articles written about the Rangers, the organization is not planning on announcing a captain anytime soon. So just kind of interesting to see how they're establishing their leadership on their team, assigning these guys as alternate captains. And of course, some of these guys like Kreider and Zibanejad have been in this role before. And speaking of Zibanejad, he has been featured heavily in NHL news cycles lately, especially in New York, with the signing of a new contract extension with the Rangers. His deal is similar to Miro Heiskanen's in a lot of ways. Both players are signed to eight-year contracts that are worth around $68 million. I think Miro is making a little less, like a few million, like maybe $3 or $4 million less, but ultimately both of them getting paid in the upper $60 million for 8 seasons for 8 years with their respective teams. The only difference is that Miro Heiskanen is 22 and Mika is 28. Miro Heiskanen will be turning 30 when his contract ends, and Mika is about to turn 30. He's 28 years old, and he will be turning about 36 when his deal ends. So very interesting choice to see him sign such a massive deal for the Rangers at his age. His production has been good the past few seasons. He was second on the Rangers in both points and power play goals last season. So not a bad player by any means. And I mean, definitely a guy that I can understand why they want him to be a part of their future. But 8 seasons just seems like a lot to sign a guy at that age to, unless they just think that his production will be about the same, which I personally just don't think that's going to happen. And I imagine that's the case for many other hockey fans and New York Rangers fans as well. But for the time being, where he still has a lot left in his game and where he's had some really good seasons, he should be, you know, if he stays healthy, provide a lot of great production for them. But I just think as time goes on, his age will start to show and maybe some injuries will catch up with him. But of course, that's not the Stars' problem. He might be the Stars' problem tonight, just with the way he is currently playing at his age. So he'll definitely be a guy to watch out for. New York is also going through some drama with some guys in their organization, including first-round pick from the 2018 draft, Vitali Krastov. He's a 21-year-old right wing who, like I said, was picked up in the 2018 draft. He was the 9th overall pick. He was recently demoted to the Rangers AHL team, the Hartford Wolfpack, despite, I think, a lot of people, including himself, thinking he was kind of ready to fill a role on the NHL roster permanently with some departures of some other guys in the offseason. You know, obviously being picked that highly in the draft, you would think that means any organization is looking to, you know, have this guy part of the long-term future and wanting them to play at the NHL level kind of as soon as possible and as soon as they're ready. And he has had some NHL minutes. He's also has played a lot early in his NHL days playing for the Wolfpack in Hartford. But he's basically has refused to play for Hartford and is refusing to play at the AHL level for this organization. And so he's expected to be suspended by the organization for refusing to play and has been given permission from the New York Rangers to seek trade offers from other NHL teams. So it should be interesting to see how that kind of that storyline unfolds while this team is trying to play games and win regular season games because the season has gotten underway. So there's a lot of news cycling through this organization. For some reason, drama just always seems to find its way to New York professional sports teams, whether it's the Knicks or the Giants or the Jets. And it's not always good drama, which most drama, I think drama typically just has a negative connotation. But yeah, just another team that's, you know, getting a lot of kind of some bad news cycles going through their websites and beat writers. And so the Rangers will be a fascinating team to watch. You know, like how will they start this season? Will they win games despite all of this chaos? Or will they be distracted and kind of come out flat and lose a lot of games early on? You know, with, you know, this kind of trade situation with Krastov. Sorry, I was blanked on his name because I've said so many Rangers players here in this segment. But yeah, it should be interesting to see how, you know, they're alternate captains kind of take leadership of this team and how they play despite kind of all this news cycle going in and out. It should be interesting to see how they play and perform, you know, coming off another game against the Washington Capitals, who look to be a pretty formidable team this season. So I think Dallas really needs to capitalize and take advantage of any shortcomings that they see during the game tonight, because I think there will be some, whether it's fatigue or, you know, they're having to play some different guys that maybe are younger and not as experienced. I think Dallas just needs to look for opportunities where New York's going to fall short or give opportunities for Dallas to, you know, score and take a good advantage in the game. And Dallas just needs to be on the lookout for those. Should be a really fun game to watch in that regard. Coming up next, I'm going to walk you through some of the matchups to watch, some of the players to watch for both teams on the ice tonight. But before we do that, I want to thank one of our sponsors for today's episode, and that is BetOnline. BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Moving on to the next segment of today's episode of Locked On Stars, your first listen of the day. I want to talk about some key matchups to watch and some key players to keep an eye on for this matchup between the Dallas Stars and the New York Rangers. And I think the biggest one will be that of Miro Heiskanen and Adam Fox. So these guys probably won't be guarding each other, if you will, or kind of playing near each other. Both of these guys do play defensemen for their respective teams. I think that it's going to be a fun matchup in terms of just see how they both perform. They are both, I would argue, Adam Fox, obviously, I don't think there has to be much argument made. One of, if not the best defenseman in the league, and Miro Heiskanen definitely working his way into that conversation. Should be fun to watch these two guys compete. Two of the most talented young guys at the defensive position, and just two of the most talented young guys overall as far as the NHL goes. So should be really fun to watch these two guys compete. Fox is obviously a Norris Trophy winner. I think Miro has a chance to do that this season, obviously, as we've talked a lot about that this week. So it should be fun to see how they lead their respective defenses and how they work with their defensive shift mates on the ice and you know, how they defend against two really, really good offensive rosters and really good forwards on both teams as well. And neither of these guys are necessarily really big goal scorers, but both guys are pretty good at finding ways to help their teams win and find ways for their teams to be efficient on the ice. And one thing that Fox does especially well is set up his teammates. He led the Rangers in assists last year with 42, and he just has absolutely great vision and he makes a lot of good passes. He reads the floor differently than a lot of guys do. And, you know, he's either shooting the puck and maybe, you know, his shots will go in every now and then. But if he's missing shots, his teammates are there to get the rebound, or he's just making good passes from the blue line in the offensive zone to set up his teammates. That's something that Miro, I think, is continuing to work on. He's definitely not the passer that Fox is, but I think Miro provides a little bit more of a threat as a scorer. Of course, like I said, neither of them are necessarily huge goal scorers, and I mean, scoring goals is hard to do from the blue line. You know, you'll get the occasional slap shot or you know, puck the goalie's pads or go, you know, things like that, just kind of crazy situations. But I think Miro is a little bit more of a powerful shooter. He's a little more willing, I think, to shoot than make the pass, which I kind of wish is something that he would work on, because while he does have a pretty powerful shot, I would love it if Miro could kind of work his passing game up to the level of Adam Fox. And so that'll be interesting to see if he makes that adjustment or if Miro kind of continues to try to be an offensive threat from the blue line. Or if he's going to shoot and hope his teammates are there to get rebounds, or if his teammates are going to be in the position to, you know, keep the puck in the offensive zone after a Miro Heiskanen shot on goal. So it should be fun to see how Fox defends our top forwards as well. And the same for Miro Heiskanen. Artem Panarin is one of the guys I mentioned earlier as one of the alternate captains for the Rangers. You know, he put up 95 points in the 2019-2020 season. And of course, that's even with kind of the shortened schedule with things being cut off due to COVID and whatnot. But that's really impressive outing from him. And even last season, 2020-2021, he put up 58 points in only 42 games. So obviously a huge offensive threat. He's another guy that notches a lot of assists. He can definitely put the puck in the net. But most of, if not all of his seasons, he has more assists than he does goals. But he still racks up a lot of points. And so the guy's just always looking to get close to the net and cause chaos around the net and cause chaos in the offensive zone. If his shots aren't going in, he's typically seeing his teammates hit shots off his passes or off redirects, off rebounds. So whoever is in goal for Dallas will definitely have their work cut out for him. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But I think it should be interesting to watch how, you know, our defenders kind of keep up with these really, really good offensive talents from the New York Rangers. And it should just be a really good game. I think the Rangers are predicted to win by about one goal right now, according to Bet Online. And I think that they're kind of given the advantage because they are at home. But I think these teams are evenly matched in a lot of ways, just in terms of offensive talent and defensive talent. It's just almost kind of like looking in a mirror. Of course, the teams aren't exactly identical, but there's just a lot to like on both of these teams. And both of these teams are kind of weird teams to predict. And I think we've seen that a lot this preseason. Just talking about these teams, no one necessarily knows where they're going to finish in their respective divisions, but they're teams that both have a lot of potential, but both teams that, you know, could also, if they don't do things correctly and don't do things the right way, could find themselves potentially missing out on the postseason or being, you know, a lower ranked wildcard team in the postseason. So should be a pretty close and even game. And I think Dallas should be fresh. Hopefully Dallas doesn't come out flat. Having not played a regular season game, with this being kind of their first taste of real NHL competition, that's not the preseason. Hopefully that they're able to come out prepared and ready for a fight from the first puck drop to start the game. Of course, New York, I think, will be ready as well. I mean, because they're going to be playing in front of their home fans. And, you know, as much drama that comes through the New York sports world, their fans are committed and their fans are loud. Their fans are passionate, no matter what sport it is. And so they're going to have a great home ice advantage that I'm sure the Rangers players will feed off of, regardless of how their game in Washington goes or has gone. Because listening to this on Thursday, the game against Washington has already concluded. But it's going to be a breath of fresh air for these New York players to get to play in front of their fans for the first time really in a long time in a regular season game with COVID last year, obviously keeping fans out of the building for the most part. They're going to be excited to play in front of what will probably be a full house, and Dallas is going to have to find ways to fight that and find success despite playing, you know, away from home ice. And this is a huge game in terms of getting the season started off on the right foot for both teams. Coming up next to conclude the show, we're going to talk about some predictions I have for the game, just to finalize some projections for tonight's game against the New York Rangers. But before we do that, I want to take a moment and thank another sponsor of today's episode, and that is Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money with Rock Auto with their reliably low prices that are available for every single customer. Rock Auto has everything that your car could possibly need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet, just to name a few. You can browse their entire website, and I guarantee you, you can find just about anything you need for your car or truck. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all of the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Stars with some predictions about tonight's game versus the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. As I've said before, I think this game will be close. I think this game should be pretty evenly matched because both these teams have a lot of similar players and a lot of similar talent on their rosters. I think 4-3 is a realistic final score regardless of who wins. I think Dallas has a great chance to steal this game on the road, and I think that they will. I think I said earlier this week that I think that going 2-2 on this road trip is a realistic goal for them. And this is a huge opportunity to start that out on the right foot. And not because I don't think they're capable of winning these games or being competitive, but it's just going to be hard to open the season with four straight road games against some pretty quality opponents. Because after this, we have Boston and then Ottawa and then Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is coming off a win against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So early on right now, it looks like the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to be a great team this season. And so, of course, getting a win to start this road trip would be huge. If we can go ahead and get one win, and then, you know, it's very likely that we can get a second and maybe even go above that and get three, or if we're feeling real crazy, we can get four wins, which, again, I don't think will happen, but would be awesome to see. But I think Dallas has a great chance, like I said, to win this game, to steal a game on the road, to steal a game in front of the New York Rangers, in front of their home fans. Man, and that would just be so great to see, a huge step to see. With all these expectations built around the Stars for this season, would be really nice to see them come away with a win in this game. We know that we will be down a few players on the Stars roster. Jason Robertson tonight will be out for sure. He, according to the injury report, and we will likely also not see Blake Como or Yanni Hakanpää tonight. Obviously, not huge blows to the roster as far as lineups go outside of Robertson. Real sad that we won't get to see the Robertson, Hintz, and Pavelski line in game one. But hopefully Robertson is able to get back out there soon, as well as Como, who's been a great veteran presence for this team for several seasons, and Hakanpää, who I know a lot of people, including myself, are excited to watch play this season. So hopefully we can get these guys off of the injured list and off the injury report, and we can get them back on the ice soon. I say we as if I'm on the training staff and have any authority over whether or not they play. But I'm saying we because, and Stars fans, you feel this. We're all just one big family, the players, the coaching staff, the organization, and us fans. It's just easy to say we as a sports organization. So take that with a grain of salt every time I say we, as if I sound like I have authority over when these guys are going to be playing. Moving on, though. Yesterday, Mike Hajka did mention in our interview together that we might get to see Jacob Peterson play a lot of substantial minutes tonight, and even potentially on that first line with Rupe and Joe Pavelski. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for Peterson to get likely a lot of minutes in this game. a young guy, really, really a lot of raw talent. So it should be exciting to see how he performs on the road in, you know, an NHL game in front of a pretty big and intimidating crowd against a pretty good team in the New York Rangers. And despite my optimism for the past few weeks that Hugh Dobin would get the start tonight, after yesterday's talk with Mike Kaika and just hearing from you guys on social media and hearing from other writers and sources on social media, I think Braden Holtby will likely be in the net for the Dallas Stars, just based on his preseason performance and just kind of based on training camp as a whole. Not that, you know, if Hugh Dobin is in there, I don't think we should be too surprised. It could really go either way. And as of right now, there still hasn't been an announcement from either team of who's going to be starting in net. Starting lineups may be out by the time that this episode of the podcast goes out or by the time you're hearing this. But as of now, we're not entirely sure who's starting in net and probably won't know until closer to game time. Because these episodes come out at 6 a.m. Central Time. And so even then, I imagine the starting lineups won't be out. But regardless of who is in net, like I said earlier, they're going to have their work cut out for them with a really good offensive attack from New York. And they're going to have to be on their A game. And I believe that if it is Braden Holtby, that he'll do that. He had a phenomenal preseason and is looking to prove that he still has a lot of good left in him. You know, former Stanley Cup winner, former Vezina Trophy winner. Thank you. I'm forgetting his name now, but you know who you are, listener of the Locked On Stars podcast, who corrected me in saying I'm just going to find it now. Jeff Peppers on Twitter. I apologize for me having to find that. But thank you for kindly pointing out to me that I was pronouncing the Vezina Trophy wrong, as well as the Rocket Richard Trophy as well. I was saying Richard. Because that's what I thought it was, but now I know. So thank you to Jeff for kindly pointing that out to me yesterday on Twitter. It was only a matter of time before my Texan way of speaking caught up with me and I mispronounced something, but Jeff was kind enough to let me know that it's the Vezina Trophy. But with that being said, you know, Holtby looking to prove that he still has a lot of greatness left in the tank for this season, and looking to prove that he's still one of the best goalies in the NHL, despite kind of having some fall-off seasons the past few years. But if he's in net, should be really exciting to watch him play against a good New York Rangers squad. And this is a huge game, like I said, for the Stars to grab some momentum, because on Saturday they roll into Boston to take on what I believe is probably an even better Boston Bruins team, better than this New York Rangers squad. You know, Boston always has good teams. Boston's always competitive with the Stars. They always play really good games against each other, and it's going to be another really hostile environment. Boston has really good fans and a loud arena. A lot of talent on their team that we'll talk about on Friday, kind of previewing the game against the Bruins. But it's huge for the Stars to grab some momentum on you know, in this game against the Rangers, so that they don't fall to lose two games early in the season. Not that I think that, you know, the Stars will necessarily lose against Boston. I don't want to hope or think that. But I feel like if there's a game that they're going to lose on this road trip, that game against Boston is probably one that could happen in. And just a little fun prediction, I predict that Alexander Radulov will score the first goal of the season for the Dallas Stars. And part of me, that's just because I can't wait to see him playing in the regular season, back fully healthy. No longer does he have this core injury that's apparently been nagging him for the past several seasons. So I'm really thrilled to see Alexander Radulov and Tyler Seguin back out there again, fully healthy. But I think Radulov will put the first goal in the net for the Dallas Stars this season. I'll probably be absolutely wrong, but if I'm right, you guys are never going to hear the end of it, because I'm going to talk about it on Friday's show. And if I'm wrong, I'll probably talk about it too. I just won't sound as arrogant. Of course, I could be wrong. You never know who's going to score the first goal. Could be some guy that no one has projected. So, you know, that's the fun part about hockey, and that's the fun part about sports, is sometimes it's unpredictable. But if you're right about this kind of stuff, it's fun. So we'll see what happens. But that is all we have for today's episode of Locked On Stars. Thank you again for tuning in and making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. Now go make your second listen of the day, the fantasy hockey show, the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Show with Scott Cullen. He has a lot of great expertise and advice to make you the best player in your respective fantasy hockey league. So go give him a listen. Go get all the insight you need about how to build your fantasy hockey team properly. Be sure to subscribe to the show. Tell your friends about the show. You know, a lot of people are going to be looking for Stars content this season. And you can tell them to come right here to me, because I'm posting episodes every Monday through Friday about the Dallas Stars. We're going to be covering every single game tracking players' performances throughout the seasons. We're going to have a lot of fun because this should be a fun season for the Dallas Stars and the NHL as a whole. So tell your friends that are looking for Stars content to come here to Locked On Stars, and we'll welcome them with open arms. The more, the merrier on this show. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dane_Lewis. That's Dane 2_Lewis. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.